Welcome to the Internet's unchallenged authority on beauty and stuff.
And stuff.
It's time to kick back. Once again in Kimmy T's Dream House. Discover the good life. Your host is Kimmy T of the 102.9 KPLX Dream Team.
How to be successfully single and happy. It's really easy. It's very, very easy. Stop posting. Stop investing energy into thinking that you're supposed to be thinking about a relationship all the time. Yeah, you can sit up here and look at boys and be cute and flirt and post pictures on Instagram and do all of that. Do all of that. But don't sit up here and try to be a expert on relationships when you're not in one. This is the time to learn. I spent so much time learning about myself and learning just how much at the time the idea of a relationship just wasn't what anything I wanted. And I know it was because I had spent so much time with somebody who didn't care about me. So I didn't care about really being in a relationship. Another way to be successfully single is don't talk about the relationship that doesn't work. I am a friend who will shut any of my girlfriends up if we're out and she starts talking about her ex, because it's giving energy to the wrong thing. Girl, you are not with him anymore. I don't care about him. I do not care. I don't want to spend happy hour talking about you and this dude that you're not with anymore. It's not my business. It's nobody's business. So why are we talking about that? Is that because you haven't gotten over him? I'm just saying. Stop living in the past. Stop going there. There's no point. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can say. There's nothing back there for you. And there's nothing cute about being that chick talking about your ex. Nothing cute. Another thing to do while you're single and is that understand that men are cool. Men really are cool. They are not the enemy. They're not dumb. They're not dogs. They're just men. They are so different from women. They are so different. They smell different. They look different. They've got different weird body parts being a man is very, very, very different from being a woman. And we just have to accept that. We just have to forgive them for being that way. They've got a lot going on. But it doesn't mean that they're bad or rotten at the core. Stop that. Because how does it look when you know in your heart of hearts that you want this funny looking, hairy, smelly creature thing who's just so sexy to take care of you for the rest of your life? He can't be the enemy if you want to know what he looks like with his shirt off. I'm just saying. All right? So let's be nice to them. Another thing to do while you're out there being single is that understand that, yeah, guys are going to sleep with you if you let them. If you let them sleep over, sleep with you, do whatever, they're going to do it. They like it. They love it. They love all of it. So don't get mad, because that's what he wants. Okay? All right. Now, what you should do is use a little gift of projection. See how the date plays out in your head. See if you know that you could be putting yourself in a position where your willpower just might not be there. You have to go on defensive action, you know? Maybe just wear a pantsuit instead of a dress. But do not get upset with him because he finds you attractive and he might want to do something with you. Don't, that makes no sense. That's taking away his nature, his, what's in his DNA. Don't chastise him for that. Celebrate it. But control yourself. Okay? Right. Another thing to do while you're being successfully single is, you know, just be single. There's no need to hold a Facebook parade for doing me because you deserve a chicken salad. No, honey, you're having a salad and you're enjoying your own company. But are you really enjoying your own company if you can't do it without the approval of other people who you want to like a picture of you supposedly enjoying time by yourself? I'm gonna say that again. Are you really doing you? I'm doing me. Hashtag me time. Hashtag happy, happy, single, happy. If you're inviting your 2,000 Facebook friends to lunch with you to look at your salad, that's not really being happily single. That's being, I'm out by myself and I still want the attention. Can you be by yourself? Have you been by yourself? Just taking a drive by yourself without anybody knowing where you are for an hour, half hour? Because I'm going to tell you something. Nobody really is going to remember you for that salad. Another thing that helped me. Well, it helped me. Another thing that I did when I was single, I went out by myself. I sure did. I absolutely went out by myself. Went out to eat by myself, would wander around the city by myself, just go out, take a drive for a day, do something, get out. I love spending time with myself. Listening to music, singing in the car. It's a good time. Go to the gym. You know, go to the mall. Just being by myself. Just be by yourself. Understand what you like. Figure out the restaurants that you like to go to. Yeah, that's so important. That's so important. And another thing to do to make this single, being single thing look effortless is just be you. Be unapologetically who you are. Just never say, oh, well, I just wanted them to understand who I was. If people don't understand who you are, that's okay. Let them not understand. It is not your job to make people understand who you are. I don't understand Chinese. I haven't invested the time to understand the language. You see how it works? I have to invest to understand. People that do not want to understand you, they're not willing to make the investment to understand you. And I guarantee the relationship will be entirely different versus you trying to make somebody understand who you are. Well, this has been a fun one, Ladles and Jelly Spoons. Until next time, it has been another tour. I'm Kimmy T, the Dream House.